I don't know. You know, I kind of was told during the week to be ready, and you know, as well as you should be every game and every week as a backup quarterback. You know, so I was prepared. You know, just like I had been the previous games, and you know, you're kind of waiting your turn because you're an ankle away or whatever away from getting your opportunity and making the most out of it. Felt similar to the preseason action that I got, and you know, I think that. That we did a good job, you know, coming out in the second half, being down 30-0 or whatever at halftime, and the guys coming out and competing and not giving up. You know, that would have been very easy to give up and lay down and, you know, kind of not care. So I thought it was cool to see that from our team, and see those guys compete in the second half. You know, I think my kind of job and my part of it was try and go out there and spark something, give, you know, do what I could to try and spark a light. So, I mean, that's what I did. I want to go out there with some enthusiasm, some passion, and you know, try and move the ball and execute the plays that Jed was calling. It was average. I mean, I thought there was some good stuff and some bad stuff. There was things to correct. There's definitely things to learn from and get better at. But, I mean, I thought it was a, you know, super average. I mean, it's hard. You can't throw two picks and a half. I mean, that shouldn't happen. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about a whole lot. You know, I was kind of, you know, I thought that this week was as good as the previous two and preparing and getting ready with Chad and Jed and, you know, being comfortable with the game plan and everything that was going on and what we were going to do. So felt really good and was excited when I got the opportunity and definitely want to correct some of the mistakes made. Definitely good to get a little game action before you go into the week of practice. So, I mean, kind of taking it one day at a time, trying to learn from everything, learn from every experience and situation that you get put in and move on. Not really how our team is. Chad was our starter and our team was 100% behind him. You know, it's kind of how we operate. There's not a whole lot of I mean, there's no division, you know, within our locker room. So I think our guys and, you know, our team is fully behind whoever's playing. And, you know, that's the kind of people we have in the locker room. It's been unbelievable. Chad's somebody that has been, you know, a really good mentor, somebody that I can sit and watch film with and learn a lot from, watch on the practice field. You know, he's been a good friend outside of football. And, you know, I look forward to our relationship to continue in the future.